Welcome to Perek Lamed Hey of Sefer Dirayom and Beis. Here, Yosha reinstates the different divisions in the Kohanim. I mean, divisions like Machlokes means the different parts. He returns the Aron to its place. Interesting. The Rambam actually writes Hilchos Beis Bechira that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew it would be destroyed, and therefore he made a chamber where the Aron could be hidden below the Beis HaMikdash in all these vaults. The Rambam learns, by the way, from this Pasuk, you know, the Pasuk Gimel of our Perek, that Yoshia commanded that the Aron be placed in that chamber built by Shlomo HaMelech. By the way, he gathers the people to Yerushalayim for Pesach. The celebration there was with the Karbonis, the Kohanim Levim, the nation. Navi says there'd never been such a celebration in Pesach since the days of Shmuel HaNavi. Again, you know, historical thing. The Rashi points out over here in Pasuk Yud Ches that the widespread celebration meant that some of the 10 tribes had been exiled, had been brought back by Yirmiyah. The people had one king. They all celebrated Pesach together. And that's the scale of celebration. Before this, the two parts of the kingdom celebrated Pesach in different kingdoms. The northern kingdom went to Shiloh and not to the Beis HaMikdash. We then have Paronecho, who steps up. He decides to fight against Ashur. He asks Yoshia permission for his army to pass through Eretz Yisrael to get to the battle. Now, Yoshia was really our last chance, to be honest. He misunderstands the Pasuk in B'chukosai. The Pasuk says there won't be any war in your land when you're doing good things, when you're keeping Hashem's word. He understood that means that even if an army is coming through your land to fight a different army, not yours, you still can't let them through, you know. And therefore he says you can't have permission, Paronecho, and he goes to fight against him, trusting that he would win. Unfortunately, the people in the generation weren't as righteous as he thought, and Yoshi was ultimately killed in battle. The people mourn such a great king. In fact, one of the famous and probably one of the most obligatory kinnas we say on Tisha B'Av is about his death. You know, it's about his death. It's about Yirmiyah lamenting his death. That's Perek Lamed Hey.